from the earth that sailed in storm and rain, to Karbala's land of grief and pain. One held life through water's wave, one showed truth and died so brave. From the ark to Karbala.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
السلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وصحابك يا نور الله
Dear viewers of Madrin Channel, welcome back to this program of Madrin Channel from the Ark to Karbala. And alhamdulillah, in this series we discuss regarding the events which have occurred on the 10th of Muharramul Haram, the day of Ashura, ranging from the events of the time of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam, and then you talk about Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, you talk about Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam, Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam and his father Yaqub alayhi salam, and then events related to Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salam, Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam, and of course an event which is very close to our heart, the event of Karbala, that is also related to the 10th of Muharram al-Haram. So Muharram is a very, very rich month, and the 10th of Muharram is a very rich date, and the 10th of Muharram is related to many events, many advents, so some of which we have discussed about, some of them we will discuss today and in the coming episodes, inshallah. So our today's topic is related to Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam. We will learn about him inshallah. What a great Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala he was. He was actually the king of the world. He had the kingship of the world. And by the world, we don't only mean just the people, we mean everything was under his command. The wind, the animals, the beasts, the birds, everything was under his command. But he attained the kingdom of the world on the 10th of Muharram al-Haram. So now, how vast his kingdom was, how great his kingdom was, this is something we will inshallah azza wa jal be discussing today, because it has relevance to the 10th of Muharram al-Haram. So it's worth discussing and educating ourselves with regards to this great Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As for our format, inshallah, first we will refresh in our hearts with the remembrance of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, the person who recites most durood upon me in this world shall attain the quickest relief on the day of judgment. So from the accountability, from the horrors, from the fear of the day of judgment, if you want to attain quick relief, so the remedy is already given to us, which is the recitation of salawat upon him. Recitation of salawat and remembrance of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam can be done with regards to reading naat and praising him as well. And when we read naat, when we read such poetries, so it's either related to the hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the na'at of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or we are praising the awliya, the chosen ones of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. So to illuminate our hearts with the praises of Allah and his beloveds, I will request Maulana Shams Madani, Maulana Ismail Banani, Maulana Shams Madani. I'm sure you have already become familiar with them. So these are our honorable guests in the panel since the beginning of this program, and inshallah they will lead the journey till the end. So Maulana Shams Madani sahab, over to you inshallah.
Sallallahu alayhi kaya ya Rasool Allah wa sallam alayka ya Habib Allah. La ilaha illa Allah, 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 la ilaha illa Allah. Hasbi Rabbi jalla Allah, في قلبي غير الله نور محمد صلى الله لا إله إلا الله قل حسبي ربي جل الله ما في قلبي غير الله نور محمد صلى الله لا إله إلا الله تیرے صدقے میں آقا سارے جہاں کو دین ملا بے دینوں نے کلمہ پڑھا لا الہ الا اللہ بولو حسبی ربی جل اللہ ما فی قلبی غیر اللہ نور محمد صلی اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ سمت نبی بو جہل گیا آقا سے اس نے یہ کہا گر ہو نبی بتراؤ ذرا میری مٹھی میں ہے گیا سمت نبی بو جہل گیا آقا سے اس نے یہ کہا گر ہو نبی بتلاؤ ذرا میری مٹھی میں ہے کیا آقا کا فرمان ہوا اور فضل رحمان ہوا مٹھی سے ککر بولا لا الہ الا اللہ بولو حسبی ربی جل اللہ ما فی قلبی غیر اللہ نور محمد صلی اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ اپنی بہن سے بول عمر یہ تو بتا کیا کرتی تھی میرے آنے سے پہلے کیا چپ کے پڑھتی تھی اپنی بہن سے بول عمر یہ تو بتا کیا کرتی تھی میرے آنے سے پہلے کیا چپ کے پڑھتی تھی بہن نے جب قرآن پڑھا سن کے کلام پاک خدا دل عمر کا بول اٹھا لا الہ الا اللہ بولو حسبی ربی جل اللہ ما فی قلبی غیر اللہ نور محمد صلی اللہ لا الہ الا 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 اللہ
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم.
This was the beautiful recitation of Naat in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the love of Allah and His beloveds, and may this love, this affection be deep rooted into our hearts and unshakable, so that nobody ever until we die can shake us away from the love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib
sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala
alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, and this is in Surah Sad, and Allah ta'ala says, qala rabbi ighfirli wa habli mulkan la yanbaghi li ahadin min ba'di.
Subhanallah.
Now this verse, why have I began this entire discussion with this verse? So this verse is actually the dua of Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam. Sayyidina Sulaiman ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wa salam, a very distinguished Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a very distinguished prophet. And this verse is actually his dua, which he made that, oh my Lord, forgive me and grant me an authority, grant me a kingdom, which can never be matched by anybody after me. Nobody can match the magnitude of that kingship. Nobody can match the level of that authority. So Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, grant me that. And the acceptance of this dua is attributed to the 10th of Muharram.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
The day of Ashura is attributed, according to some traditions, that this happened on the 10th of Muharram. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted a great kingdom to Sayyiduna Sulaiman ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. Now, just before we begin, and I let Maulana Ismail ibn Ali take over and start, inshallah, explaining to us, I will just mention little basics for our viewers, inshallah, that Sayyiduna Sulaiman ibn Dawud alayhi salam. His father is Hazrat Dawud alayhi salam. And in the English traditions, the word Sulaiman is interpreted as Solomon. And the word Dawud is interpreted as David. So, Dawud alayhi salam, Nabi of Allah. Sulaiman alayhi salam, Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam is the son of Hazrat Dawud alayhi salam. He is undoubtedly a Nabi and also a Malik, king. And he was known for his exceptional wisdom. He was known for his knowledge, his justice. He commanded over jinns, the animals, the birds, the wind.
Subhanallah.
Subhanallah. And unique kingdom. No one after him has ever dominated the earth in such a way. Nobody. So 990 before the start of the English calendar. And just to give a context, that Ibrahim alayhi salam and Sulaiman alayhi salam, the time difference was approximately 1,000 years.
Allah.
1,000 years. Meaning Ibrahim alayhi salam was earlier than Sulaiman alayhi salam. So earlier than Sulaiman alayhi salam, earlier than Dawud alayhi salam. And Musa alayhi salam and Sulaiman alayhi salam, the gap is 300 to 400 years. Basically, Musa alayhi salam was approximately in 1300, the year 1300 before the start of the English calendar. So Musa alayhi salam was also before Dawud alayhi salam and Sulaiman alayhi salam. Dawud alayhi salam and then Isa alayhi salam later, 930 years after Sayyiduna Sulaiman alayhi salam. And then the difference between Sulaiman alayhi salam and our beautiful Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is approximately 1,500 years.
Allah.
And if you see it according to today, so it's approximately 3,000 years. Very similar timeline, like not a very huge difference compared to Sayyiduna Yunus ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. And Sayyiduna Sulaiman ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam, as mentioned, he attained the kingdom of the entire world. That means the winds, the people, the ants, the clouds, the birds, everything in his command. Subhanallah. That was the power Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had bestowed upon him. Mawlana Ismail ibn Ali sahab, now you mentioned to us, inshallah, what you would like to tell us about this great Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Hazrat Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, as you have just mentioned, that he was the son of the Prophet Sayyidina Dawud alayhi salatu wasalam. Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam is known out his wisdom. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala subjected the jinns, the wind, to be in his service.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
Because the jinn, they could take the command of Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam.
Subhanallah.
To do whatever Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam demands. Including the winds, they could carry Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam from place to another.
Allah.
Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam from one place to another, as mentioned in history.
Subhanallah.
And also the amazing miracle Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam is that he could understand the languages of animals.
Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah.
Like incident which just mentioned in the Holy Quran, the incident of an ant. When the ant was talking to the Pharaoh ant that enter in your homes, when you house, because Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam is coming, so you should not step over it. And so Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, he hated the speaking of the
man. Allah.
Subhanallah.
And about understanding the language of the animals. This is actually very unique. And Allah Ta'ala says, وَوَرِثَ سُلَيْمَانُ دَاوُدَ.
Subhanallah.
Sulaiman alayhi salam inherited Dawud alayhi salam. He was a successor of Dawud alayhi salam. Ya ayyuhan nasu, ullimna mantiqat tayri wa utina min kulli shay.
Subhanallah.
Oh people, we have been taught the language of birds and we have been given from all things.
Allah.
Inna hadha lahuwal fadlul mubeen. And surely this is an evident favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah. And likewise at another place Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, and this is in Surah Sabah, verse 12 to 13. And we made the wind subservient to Sulaiman in morning, course equal to a month's journey, and the evening course equal to a month's journey. And we caused a spring of molten copper to flow for him and some of the jinns who worked before him by the command of Allah, and those among them, meaning the jinns, who turned away from our command, we shall make them taste the punishment of the blazing fire.
Allah,
they
Allah.
Would make for him whatever he wished, lofty palaces and statues, bowls as large as big pools, and large cooking pots fixed in their places.
Allah.
It has been narrated that once Sulaiman alayhi salam was passing with all his army that consisted on humans as well as jinns in the valley of Namal, which you were indicating towards. And I want you to now continue from there, inshallah.
Ji, and from there, as the Namal mentioned that enter in your homes, because Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam is coming with his army, with his entourage. So enter in your home so that he should not disturb on top of you. Then Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, he heard the voice of a Namal. Then he smiled. He smiled and he thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Human speech, if I tell you the frequency levels, and frequency is, you can say, the waves with which the sound travels. And decibels is the volume. Okay, decibels is the volume. So, a human speech, when a human talks, a human can talk from 85 hertz minimum to 255 hertz. Okay, human talking. And human hearing is about 20 hertz. The ant, their sound, not like exactly talking, but just their sound, is approximately anywhere between 1 to 10 hertz. Okay, the frequency. I'm talking about the frequency, not the volume. Okay, so the frequency is, you can say, they produce sound within human hearing range. Okay, but very soft and rarely audible. Like if a human being wants to hear the small, you know, sound, tiny sound, so you need to put the end close to your ear.
Yes.
This is far.
You heard from far.
This is far. Now here, now understand. Decibels. We are talking about decibels, meaning volume. All right, like say for example, my phone. My phone has a volume bar. This is 0. This is 100. But 0 to 100 is between, within the range of our hearing. Sometimes we are seeing a video and that video has less sound. In the editing, the sound was kept less. So how we need to increase it or bring it close to our ears, isn't it? So the volume, the natural volume, a normal speech, a person's speech is 60 decibels, meaning 60 figures above zero, 60 points. That's our normal speaking. And if we go a bit higher, if we start screaming or something, maybe we might go about 100 decibels, 120, whatever. Okay, now a normal whisper, speaking slowly, a normal whisper is about 20 to 30 decibels. All right, and 0 decibels is the threshold. Basically, it's like a meter, you can understand 0 is in between, because 0 is in the middle. And then the sound which is going higher is coming this way. All right, and the sound which is lower than that. So it's like a scale. This is 0. All right, this side is the positive figures, 0 to going upwards, this many decibels. And then this is the lower side. So 0 decibel is the threshold, is the middle point, or you can say like the zero point. It's not that below this there is no sound. There is sound, but very soft. Like you can understand from this that the human whisper, if the human whisper, if this is zero, human whisper is 20. Human talking is 60. Like what I'm talking is about 60 to 70 decibels. All right, this is whisper. Then what will zero be? Less than whisper. An ant's sound is 0 to minus 10.
Allah.
0 to minus 10.
Less than whisper.
Less than whisper. And Sulaiman alayhi salam hears it from a distance.
Allahu Akbar.
Now, given this context, now we will enjoy to listen to that entire narration. If you can narrate the incident of the ant and what happened, the queen of the ants is warning and everything. Amazing. Meaning, Sulaiman alayhi salam is not only hearing the ant, he's hearing ants.
Yes.
He's hearing the
ants.
In fact, this is also mentioned, the whole narration is mentioned in the Holy Quran that Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam was passing with all of his armies that consisted of humans as well as jinns from the valley of Namal situated in Taif or Syria, one of the two. So it could either be Taif or it could be Syria. But now what happens is that the ants existed in large number. The queen of the ants, that was female as well as lame, warned all ants and said, "O ants, all of you go in your holes." Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam and his army may unknowingly crush you under their feet, which you mentioned, mashallah. And Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam heard this speech from a distance of 3 miles.
Allahu Akbar.
3 miles. Now we are talking about whisper. Like what I told you, are you able to hear me? So you are sitting here. This is 20 decibels. Now, if you sit by the car or something, you sit a bit at a distance of 4-5 meters or something, you can't.
You can't
hear. All right. And 3 miles, just imagine. And listening not to a whisper, to an ant from 3 miles. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Holy Quran. Hatta idha atau ala wadin namli. Until they come to the valley of the ants, qalat namlatun, an ant exclaimed, "Ya ayyuhan namlu, O ants, udkhulu masakinakum, enter into your homes." Why? La yahtimannakum Sulaymanu, it shouldn't be that Sulaiman alayhi salam wa junuduhu and his army, his troops, wahum la yash'urun, they may trample you without knowing. It shouldn't happen that you come under their feet without them intentionally doing it. Fatabassama dhahikam min qawliha.
Allahu Akbar.
He understood it, and out of reaction, he was smiling towards it. Translation from Kanzul Iman. Until when they come to the valley of the ants, an ant exclaimed, "O ants, enter your homes. Sulaiman and his armies may not crush you unknowingly." So he, Sulaiman alayhi salam, therefore smilingly laughed at her speech.
Allah,
listen to the voice of the ants. Remarkable, remarkable. Just look at that. And from the speech of the ant, we also come to know that even ants believe that the companions cannot intentionally oppress anybody.
Allah.
The ant is advising, we are very small, maybe the troop might not see us, might unintentionally hurt us. So even the ants know that the Anbiya only give benefit.
Subhanallah.
Subhanallah. Ants know that, animals know that, humans are doubting that.
Yes.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. It's just the matter of looking at the clear signs of Allah and His blessed Prophets alayhimu salatu wassalam. Another thing we learn here is that we also know that smiling in a way which is not audible, smiling. Yeah. So smiling, you know, have a good smiling face. Yeah. Not always having a, you know, serious face. Yeah. All the time that is not good. Yeah. Like you're entering the house, your face is like, you're going to kill somebody right now. You are going to slaughter somebody right now. Or you're going to fight somebody right now. Well, with friends, we're okay at times. With family at home, like it's like you have a switch, you know, press the switch, smiling. Press the switch, like that. No, let's, you know, have a light-hearted laughter. By laughter, we don't mean, you know, those scary laughters. Yeah, not kaha kaha. We mean tabassum, that good smile, a soft humor, a humor in which, you know, you relax yourself a bit. In fact, let me tell you something very wonderful. Our face, our cheeks, they have a very huge number of muscles. Just our cheeks. Like when we are smiling, a number of muscles, fibers, veins, cells are being stretched.
Subhanallah.
Okay. So the one who smiles often, the one who smiles often, at old age, wrinkles will start coming late. You know, when you go to the gym and you are doing like this with the dumbbells and everything, what are you doing? You are strengthening the muscles of your arm. Okay, so your biceps, your triceps, or you know, those things you do like this to flex your chest. You make your chest stiffer, you take your tummy inside, then you have your legs day. It pains. It pains. But what it does is it makes your muscles stronger. So you age late. Oh yeah, you're aging. In terms of number, you're aging, but your body remains younger. So like this, if you smile, so what are you doing? Like how you're flexing this, you're flexing this. So you're flexing your face. So you wrinkle. See, when we smile, this whole thing is being affected, this is being affected. So that means it's all being exercised. And you remain fresh. It is sunnah. There is hikmah in sunnah.
I remember.
And the effect of this on the heart of another person is more important than all this. Jima, what you were saying?
I remember, Manasab, you said in one of your advice, you said smiling is like a cave. But this cave...
Allah. Yeah, smile is a curve. Because when you're smiling, your face is going... Yeah. You know, when you have those emojis, smiling face is shown like this.
Yes.
Straight face is shown like this. So smile is a curve, which puts everything straight. So keep smiling. It is sunnah. Amir al-Sunnah Daman Barakatum al-Aliya. The first person to meet him. You have met Amir al-Sunnah. Allah, Allah, Allah. Allah. MashaAllah. Munashab, you haven't been to Pakistan, isn't it? Inshallah. One day.
Inshallah.
One day, inshallah. In the court of Amir al-Sunnah, Sheikh Ilyas Attar Qadri. His habit of smiling is amazing. It's like the first person to meet him, like, you know, if it's a lion, the first person who meets him and the last person who meets him, they get the same smile.
Allah.
It's like, you know, your smile, it starts from here. And then at the end, you're meeting. No. Same smile, same excitement, same joy, same warmth. In fact, Amir al-Sunnah, long time ago, at one of his, when he was explaining and advising, he says that it happens that my cheeks also start paining. But yet Amir al-Sunnah continues. Why? Because no matter you are tired or you're going through a hard time or this or that, a person has come to see you or meet you. He has his expectations. So give him a good face. Now, if you smile for a long time, it will indeed pain. Okay? That means exercise is happening. Like when you go and do gymming, it pains.
Yes.
So please, do gymming of this also. And gymming of this, you don't need to carry any dumbbells. All you need to do is smile. Okay? So inshallah, smiling can fix broken hearts. Your one look at a Muslim brother. All right, what? Smiling is sadaqah.
Subhanallah.
Smiling is sadaqah. How beautiful of a religion we have. We have so many opportunities to earn good deeds without actually having to do so much. Subhanallah. So anyways, this was regarding the ant. The whole narration of the Namal with Sayyiduna Sulaiman ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. Any other event would you like to indicate regarding the life of Sayyiduna Sulaiman alayhi salam?
Maybe I can just share something little, let people can ask, this ant was a female or a male?
Uh-huh.
So in the Quran itself, it is mentioned, Qalat.
Ah.
So the beautiful Arab language is that for female, it comes with the sigha of female, the form of female thing. And for the male, also it comes in the male form. So like this sigha of Qala. Qala means you say. So if you say Qala, it means to say.
Ah.
So if you say qalat, it means, yani qalu, it means many say.
Many male.
Many male
say.
If you say qalat, it means she say.
She
so
one.
Yeah,
singular.
One.
Okay.
That's why here in the Quran it says qalat namlatun.
Yes, yes, yes. Qalat namlatun. Yes. The ant. Qalat
namlatun. So it's shown that the ant was the sin.
But isn't the word namlatun itself female?
Yes, namlatun is a female because it's having the sign of
mu'annath.
Yeah, mu'annath yani ta'u marbut. It's called ta'u marbut yani round ta'.
Meaning the eloquence of Quran is matchless. Mm-hmm. The eloquence of Quran is matchless. Like how it describes in very... In this verse is, you can say, it's one verse and some portion of the next verse which I had recited. And in this short duration, basically it took us around 20-30 minutes to describe. The verse has described it in few words.
Yes.
In a beautiful manner. Quran is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without any margin of error. No error, no mistake, no doubt at all. But there are some people just, you know, for the sake of it. For the sake of it, say Quran has this linguistic error. See, according to the laws of Arabic, this has to be like, sir, you got it all wrong. Quran was not revealed in the light of Arabic grammar. Arabic grammar was composed in the light of the Quran.
Allah.
So how can you say that there is, Quran is the root. Quran is the root and there is no, Allah Ta'ala challenges itself. If you have any doubt in this, bring a surah like this, bring a verse like this, you shall never be able to do so.
Which means everything, the reference is Quran.
Quran has everything, has knowledge of everything. In fact, Quran is the only book on the planet Earth that the more you read it, the more you understand it.
Allahu Akbar.
Meaning, if you have a book, alright, if you have a book, read it once, mashallah, you have understood it. 70% you understood it. Read it again. 80-90% you understood. Read it third time, mashallah, it's okay. Alhamdulillah. Have you read that? Oh, no, alhamdulillah, I've read it. I've understood it. Quran, the more you read, the more you want to read. And the more you should read. The more you will understand, the more you will get. Every time you read, there's more things which are opening the eyes, are opening the heart. Subhanallah. Okay, moving on. Another incident from the life of Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam. That although all birds were obedient to Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam, but his woodpecker, he has a, what do you call that? A beak.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's sharp and strong enough to peck the wood. So his woodpecker was famous for his extraordinary submission and good service. It was the woodpecker who informed Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam about the queen. Bilqis. Yeah. About the queen Bilqis of the country named Saba. And that she ruled over the empire sitting on a huge throne. In addition, she possessed everything that a monarch should have. She had like how a king should be, she was like that. Bilqis. And in addition, she possessed everything. But unfortunately, she and people of her nation would worship the stars. Would worship the stars. So hearing this news, Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam wrote a letter to Bilqis and the same woodpecker delivered it. The Holy Quran mentions the instructions of Sulaiman alayhi salam to the woodpecker in the following words, and this is mentioned in Surah An-Naml, translation of Kanzul Iman. Go with this order of mine and drop it upon them, then move aside from them and see how they respond.
Subhanallah.
So therefore the woodpecker took the letter and dropped it into the lap of Bilqis from the top. At that time, she gathered all the statements, meaning all her ministers and everyone of her empire, and they were horrified by that and they were scared. Now what do we do? What should we do? What's our way forward? And this is the verse of the Holy Quran. It was said, O chiefs, indeed a noble letter has been dropped upon me. Indeed, it is from Sulaiman alayhi salam. And it commences with the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful, meaning Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, that exalt not yourself against me and present yourselves in my respected court in submission. So Sulaiman alayhi salam basically gave dawah to a very well-known king or a monarch of her time. So after reading out the letter in front of the people, in front of the ministers of her state, she sought their suggestions in this regard. Now, what should we do? What is the way forward? And how do we react to this call which has been made from Sulaiman alayhi salam. So boasting upon their physical and military power, that we are powerful, you know, we are big. So they suggested declaring a war on Sulaiman alayhi salam.
Allahu Akbar. So Bilqis, who was a wise and sane woman,
she was sharp. She was not, you know, going in that direction of too much of passion. Oh, we hit a war and this. She was wise. She was clever. So she warned and directed her ministers by saying that war is not viable because it will make cities desolated, and you know, well-esteemed people would be seeing a lot of damage because of this war, if such a war has to happen. Therefore, I think it would be a good option to send some gifts and presents to verify whether Sulaiman alayhi salam is only some sort of worldly king or also a Nabi of Allah Azza wa
Jalla. Allahu
Akbar. MashaAllah, what sanity is that? Mm-hmm. She is saying, okay, let's check if he is only a worldly king or also a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Through a messenger, Bilqis sent 500 slaves, 500 well-ornamented bondmaid, and 500 golden bricks with them, loads of jewelry and loads of perfumes, musk and everything. And a studded crown along with a letter by her. Proper crown with a letter. So seeing all this, the woodpecker departed from there and revealed everything in the court of Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam, that Ya Nabi of Allah, this is what has happened. He reported each and everything to Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam. Now therefore, after a few days, when the envoy of Bilqis arrived in the court of Sayyidina Sulaiman ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, you know, all those things, gifts and everything was there, loaded with lots of goods. Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam said to the messenger furiously, he said, and this is mentioned in the Holy Quran, in Surah An-Naml, Sulaiman alayhi salam said, do you help me with wealth? What Allah has bestowed upon me is better than what He has given to you. Rather, if you who rejoice at your worldly gift, return to them with these gifts and tell them, so we shall definitely bring upon them such an army that will have no power to challenge, and we shall certainly drive them out from the city in disgrace. They will be utterly humiliated in this way. The Quranic warning, Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam warned them, and the Quran narrates this entire narration. Basically, Sulaiman alayhi salam rejected the gifts. That Bilqis, you are giving me so much of these things, you are giving me this, so you think this is what I need? Allah Ta'ala has blessed me far more superior. These things can attract you, not me. And what was Bilqis' prediction? If he's a Nabi of Allah Ta'ala, he won't accept. And if he's any worldly king, who won't be happy with 500 slaves, gold, jewelry, and you know, literally each and everything. So upon his return, when the messenger told the whole incident to Bilqis, she then presented herself in the court of Sulaiman alayhi salam. Now she comes in the court of Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam. After seeing the court of Sulaiman alayhi salam and its wonders, she was assured that no doubt Sulaiman alayhi salam is indeed the true Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. And his empire is bestowed unto him by Allah. When Sayyidina Sulaiman advised her to embrace Islam, come to the submission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Islam is not any new religion. Islam is the only religion from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some may say that Islam was invented by Prophet Muhammad. Ma'adallah, Islam, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is the final Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Islam means to submit to the will of Allah ta'ala, to believe in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to believe in His commandments, and that's exactly what all the Anbiya Ikram alayhi salam did. So thus all the Anbiya Ikram alayhi salatu wa salam were Muslims. So Islam is no new religion. Is the only religion from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now what happens is she was invited towards Islam and she embraced Islam without any hesitation. She became a Muslim.
So that Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu wa salam, he sat down with his people. Then after the Hudhud brought the news, then Hudhud told them that this Bilqis, she had a throne, a big throne in her palace. So Sayyiduna Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam is telling his entourage that who can bring this
Allah
throne to me.
it said that it was about 80 yards in length. 80 yards in length and 40 yards in width. Allahu Akbar. Now yards again, if we speak about yards, it's around 40 yards is about 30 to 35 meters.
Yes.
About six-story building. Five, six, such a huge throne. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Ji, you were mentioning.
So, because in his gathering, the jinns were there. Humans were there. Then a jinn by the name Ifrit. Ifrit means a jinn. Ifrit say, I'll bring it. Before you scatter everyone to go to his house in this gathering, I'll bring the what? I'll bring the throne. Then Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam, said, I want more than that. I want quick than that. Because if it say I'll bring it, at the moment the gathering was finished, the throne will be here.
But this was after she became a Muslim. Is it not? She what happened was that Sulaiman alayhi salam asked about becoming Muslim, then she accepted Islam. Ultimately, they got married also.
Yes.
Ultimately, Sulaiman alayhi salam married Bilqis, and Bilqis then lived in the palace of Sulaiman alayhi salam. The royal throne of Bilqis of the country of Saba was huge, and it had silver, gold, and everything. When Sulaiman alayhi salam declined the messenger and the gifts offered by Bilqis, and after commanding her through an order to report in his court after embracing Islam. After embracing Islam, a desire mounted in his heart that before her arrival in the court, let the throne come here.
Yeah.
Before she arrives, her throne should arrive. She accepted Islam on the command of Sayyidina Sulaiman. When Sulaiman alayhi salam invited towards the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, she accepted Islam. So after that, this entire incident of the throne took place. Now continue.
So if you read to say, I'll bring it before you disperse the gathering, the throne will be here. Then said Sulaiman alayhi salam said, I want quicker than that.
Allah.
Then subhanallah, the wali of Allah. Asif bin Barkhiya.
Subhanallah. Sayyidina Asif bin Barkhiya. Subhanallah. Subhanallah.
He said, I'll bring it. Twinkling of your eyes.
Allah, Allah. Before you blink. In a blink. Allah, Allah, Allah. Subhanallah.
So Asif bin Barkhiya, he said, I'll bring it before blinking of your eyes. He wasn't a jinn. He was a human, but a wali.
Subhanallah. So you can see the wonders and the miracles the Awliya Allah can do. Subhanallah, undoubtedly. Now somebody can say, how is it possible with you a blink of an eye, such a big throne can come and this can happen, that can happen? How? Because Bilqis is there. Now Sulaiman alayhi salam. Now the throne has to be brought. And within a blink of an eye, this wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does it. And upon which, after seeing the throne, Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam said, Hada min fadli Rabbi.
Subhanallah.
Meaning,
Subhanallah.
Associating it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we say, yes, Asif bin Barkhiya was blessed with the power of doing it. He's a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the awliya of the ummah of previous anbiya have this power, how much power with the awliya of the ummah of Rasulullah?
Subhanallah, Subhanallah.
Okay. Who is amongst the ulul azma? Sayyiduna Nuh alayhi salam, Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salam, Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salam, Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And who is the master of all the prophets? Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are hearing about the events and miracles of so many prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so many authorities of various prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine the authority, the power, the might of the most beloved of Allah ta'ala, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So a wali who helps, he is helping with the power, the authority, and the might of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person to say that a wali is helping, you have associated a partner with Allah. When is a person saying that we are asking the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us from something which he has of his own, which Allah has not given him? No, no, no. We believe a wali can help. Yes, he can help. But due to the permission and power of Allah ta'ala, because of the bestowal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here, a wali is doing something. And a Nabi is seeing that wali and saying, Hada min fadli Rabbi.
Subhanallah.
Okay, so what will you say about Sulaiman alayhi salam?
Allahu Akbar.
So, What will you say about him?
You're going to say,
So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses whomever He wants, whenever He wants, with whatever He wants, how much ever He wants, and whatsoever He wants. This is the power and might of Allah Ta'ala. Like if a wali is helping, he is helping the people with the power given to him by Allah. But when Allah is helping, Allah has not been given the power by anybody. That's His own power and might. Anyway, so this was regarding Sayyidina Sulaiman ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. And there are many things related to Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam open in front of me. And seriously, if we start on this, I think another episode can work. Yes.
Jiwa Sahib, here I have a question in regarding this, that when we are asking wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are we asking through them or through Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?
I think you are trying to mean that are we asking directly with them or are we asking through their medium?
Yes, my question was there.
The thing is, both are fine. Like if you say that, oh Allah Ta'ala, through the sake of Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, grant me this. No problem at all. No problem at all. Okay. But at times, what you can do is, Ya Rasulullah, yandur halana. Oh my Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And we believe that because of the help of Allah, He can help us. Because of the help of Allah, a wali can help us. Basically for you to say, a wali cannot help. So indirectly, are you trying to say that Allah has no power to bestow the power of helping to a wali? So basically you are at fault.
Which means you are underestimating the power of Allah.
Ma'adallah, yes. In easy words, that's the case. So yes, you can ask through their medium, as Allah Ta'ala has said, and find a medium towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, وَبْتَغُوا إِلَيْهِ الْوَسِيلَةِ. Okay, and along with that, asking directly also, we find it from the Quran, from the Hadith. Like for example, Allah Ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطُ الْمُسْتَقِيمُ. Guide us to the straight path. صِرَاطُ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ. Onto the path of those whom you have favored. Who are those? أَنْعَمُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَى وَالصَّالِحِينَ. That those who have been favored are the Siddiqeen, then Anbiya, the Siddiqeen, the Shuhada, the Salihin. And then asking help, اِسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. Seek help from sabr, salah. Seek help from sabr
and salah.
Hazrat Isa ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wa salam tells the people, ask the people, who is my helper in the path of Allah, towards Allah. So when asking from the people is being seen throughout Quran, throughout Hadith, many way. Like Sayyidina, when we studied about Sayyidina Yusuf ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wa salam, brothers are coming to him and asking help. He is sending his shirt is helping his father.
Allahu Akbar.
So you can ask, because it is ultimately due to the bestowal of Allah, 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 and only Allah. Okay, so anyways, there are many things which can be said, many things which can be learnt, and this chapter is very vast. And Sulaiman ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, we can keep on talking about him and it will not end. But I will ask the viewers that please try to read Quranic wonders. There are many things which we have not mentioned, but you will read, you will benefit, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to love the Prophets alayhim salatu wasalam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to stay on their path. May Allah ta'ala grant us the true love for Quran and for the Islamic creed. And until we meet in the next episode, keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
From the earth that sailed in storm and rain, to Karbala's land of grief and pain, one held life through water's wave, one showed truth and died so brave. From the ark to Karbala,